Episode number 221, How to Get the Most Out of Media Shout with Aaron West. Part one, let's do it.
This is the definitive podcast for helping you plan, create, and execute dynamic worship experiences at your church. Useful, practical content in the areas of production, worship, communications, first impressions, and more. This is Making Sunday Happen.
Well, hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for being here. This is the definitive podcast for those who plan, create, and execute worship experiences at churches all over the world. This week's episode of the podcast is brought to you by the new Media Shout 7, which I am pumped today because we have my good friend Aaron West. He'll be joining me later in the show. He is the one of the developers at Media Shout and played a major role in writing and coding the new Media Shout 7. So I am really excited to share this interview with you. We're talking about all the new features in the new software, like Sermon Builder, Presenter View, Starter Packs, Keyboard Shortcuts, and more. If you use Media Shout, especially if you're considering making the jump from Media Shout 6 to Media Shout 7, this week and next week is right up your alley. We're going to jump right in this week. I want you to watch this quick video about some of the new features of Media Shout 7, and then we're hopping right into my interview with the legendary Aaron West. Check this out.
We've listened to church staff and volunteers just like you, and we've responded with our most comprehensive and customizable version yet. It's stable, it's powerful, and it's easy to use. You'll find intuitive tools like Sermon Builder, customizable plugins, and a refined slide editor, all backed by our amazing customer support made of pastors, techs, and volunteers available when you need them. It's everything you need to create powerful presentations while saving you time. Introducing Media Shout 7.
Hey guys, my guest today is Aaron West. Aaron is the Director of Customer Experience at Media Shout. He's also the CEO of 1AV Guy Consulting, a company focused on serving churches and helping them find the right AVL solutions for their needs. He served as the AV Director for Dave Ramsey and as the Worship Technology Director for Bethel Church in Fargo, North Dakota. I have no idea where that is. And hey, Aaron, I think you need to add a few more things to your resume, man. I mean, you need to get out there a little bit more.
Yeah, I need to do a few other things. You know, I haven't done enough things in my life here. So, yeah.
Well, man, we've known each other for a couple years, and man, it's just been a pleasure getting to know you and the Media Shout team and all you guys do over there. So, man, thank you for your friendship.
Yeah, Carl, same here. We love working with you guys over there at 1230 and really appreciate what you guys have done to serve the church just as much as we have, and love partnering with you guys on stuff.
Yeah, man. All right, so talked a little bit about your resume, but give us a little bit of background of where you come from and what all you've gotten a chance to do the last few years.
Yeah, so my my story actually starts in the audio side of what I did. I used to play in a band when I was in high school, and the guy
see you as a rocker.
That's right. And the guy who ran sound for us, he was the dad of our drummer, and we borrowed all of his gear and everything, and eventually said, guys, I can't go on the road with you anymore. Some of you have to learn how to run this sound. So unfortunately, as the bass player, I didn't do much else besides play bass, and so I ended up learning to run sound from him, and it kind of blossomed from there. Ended up in college getting involved in our AV at the Baptist Student Union at the university I went to, and started playing in the band, doing lighting, doing audio, doing video. Got introduced to Media Shout at that point, and to say the rest is history is kind of a true statement, because it was just growing from there and becoming more and more involved in AV through churches and things like that over the years.
What was the name of your band? Do you remember?
The band that I was in, it was Seventh Son was the name of the band. There were six of us guys, and we used the name Seventh Son for the name of the band. Yeah, that was 20 plus years ago.
Nice. Aaron with the long hair and the rocking. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So path to Media Shout. Let's talk about that. So you got introduced to Media Shout years ago. tell me the path of you coming on staff and what all you do there with the team.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, like I said a few minutes ago, I got introduced to MediaShout when I was in college. At the church in Fargo that I was at, we used a combination of MediaShout and Easy Worship for what we did. When I moved down to Nashville to work for Dave Ramsey, our live events that we did, I oversaw the AV for that. We used a combination of MediaShout and ProPresenter for those. So I've long been a MediaShout user for many, many years. I've been an Easy Worship user and a ProPresenter user for many years as well. While I was at Dave's, MediaShout hired a new CEO who happened to be just down the street, and his church has started Financial Peace University. He came over to pick up his stuff and met Dave, and Dave knew that we used MediaShout, so he made sure and introduced me to the new CEO, Eric Idle, there at MediaShout. We developed a great friendship, and when God called me away from Dave's, Eric over at MediaShout said, we'd been talking for a little while, and he said, well, let's see if we can find something over for you over here. And so that kind of started the journey. I started in customer support with that, and then stepped into sales and helped it with some marketing as well, eventually took on the role of social media and then development of the software. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. So I've covered a lot of different pieces within the company over the last 6 years.
Yeah. So you've really, over the last little while, you've been a major player in the development of especially MediaShout 7.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how long you've been in the development end and what are some of the things that you brought to the table?
Yeah, I started in the development side in February of 2017 took over for a guy who was doing development before then. He left to take another job doing development with a different company. And I had long had a heart and a desire for really making a product for churches that took MediaShout to the next level. I had been on that side of it for many years. I had worked with users for many years on things that did work, things that didn't work. And I said, you know what, I want to see if we can make a product that no matter the skill level, no matter where they are in life, no matter what they know, what they don't know, we're going to try to make a product that makes sense for them and helps them do what they need to do well with excellence on Sunday morning. Not just be a product to display lyrics and scripture, but really be a tool that helps them share the gospel of Jesus. And that's kind of been my heart from the beginning with the development side of things like that. And so I've tried to look at everything that we do with MediaShout 7 from that lens. Is this leading to kingdom building and kingdom growth?
Good, good. Awesome, man. Well, as you know, we only recommend three presentation software: ProPresenter, MediaShout, Easy Worship.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the only three that we are recommending. We have a large chunk of our audience that uses MediaShout.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing I really want to do today is kind of dive into the practical, some practical tips and kind of walk through. So if I'm a MediaShout user at a church,
yep,
what are some things that I can do differently, do better? What is coming in the future? Maybe talk through some of the new features of 7 and how to use those and things like that. And I love that it's coming from you, the developer of the software. So I'm really excited about it.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's start with this. What sets MediaShout apart from some of the other software that's out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the main things is we were the first in church presentation software over 20 years ago. You know, there's been other presentation softwares around, but really focused on the church. MediaShout was the first one with that. From day one, we have included our Bibles as part of what we do. So that's another thing that sets us apart. We don't charge for Bibles. We never have charged for Bibles. We include those as part of the license when you purchase the license.
Let me stop you there, because people don't know you have to pay for the Bible.
That's right.
We're
paying on their behalf. We're licensing all the Bibles on their behalf. And again, we've done that since day one. That's been the heart of the original founders of the software. We were the first to create full inline functioning for editing purposes. So we really took what PowerPoint did well in terms of editing on the on the screen there and made it happen on the fly, so that you can have full editing capabilities without having to open up a second window or without having to go to a more advanced editor to get to that. So we've built that in as part of what we do. We were the first to introduce dark theme back in version 5, before dark themes were even a big thing. And so we introduced the dark theme mainly for our users going, hey, we know that, you know, users are using our software on special events and they might have the lights turned out. And the last thing you want to have is a glowing face up in the tech booth that's lit up lighter than the people on stage are.
Yeah. Great point.
And so we create our dark theme. In the version 7, we create a couple of really new features and tools that we can get into now, or we can talk about a little bit later. But some of the things that I'm really excited about with it are our Sermon Builder tool, which is one of my big ones that I've been most excited about. Scenarios, queue libraries, and just a better navigation layer control for editing your slides and things like that.
So let's chat through a few of those. And I want to, I'll eventually get to like the difference in MediaShout 6 and 7 for those who haven't made the jump. But let's dive right into 7 and the new features of that. So let's walk through a couple of things that you just mentioned. One is Sermon Builder. So give me some more details on that.
Yeah, so Sermon Builder really kind of came out of a lot of conversations we'd had with users over the years. You know, the biggest challenge that we have seen is trying to get pastors or other staff who are not tech savvy, who don't have time to try to learn a new software, are comfortable using PowerPoint because they've used it for 15 years, trying to find a tool that helps them do what they do better. And so instead of trying to say, well, let's make MediaShout Sermon Builder a simplified MediaShout editing tool, we instead said, how do we make a product that's faster than PowerPoint, easier use than PowerPoint, and creates a better presentation than what you can get out of PowerPoint? And so that's really where we started from. We started from that and said, okay, what do we need to do? What are the tools that make sense for a pastor? And what are the tools that we don't need to put in there that confuse or add too much for what the pastor may need? Right. What we ended up creating was this wizard, essentially that asks you, okay, what's the name of your sermon? What are your bullet points? What are the scripture you want to use? Here's a theme option. Choose a theme. And then MediaShout builds out all the slides for you automatically from that theme. So it creates your sermon title and your sermon slide. It creates your sermon points. It creates your scripture slides. You don't have to go in and edit anything. You don't have to add backgrounds. All you're doing is choosing a theme and let MediaShout do everything else from there. It makes it really simple on the pastor. In fact, it takes about a tenth of the time for the pastor to build his presentation in MediaShout using Sermon Builder than it does in PowerPoint.
Yeah.
What's great about that then is they can then share that with a tech or their volunteer.
Yep.
It's a native MediaShout presentation. They don't have to import a PowerPoint into it. So if there's any editing that needs to be done, they can do that. Additionally, if there's tweaks that need to happen, the volunteer can do that, or the tech person can do that very easily because they already know MediaShout and can make those changes. And that doesn't have to sit on the pastor to try to come up with a design or choose a theme from PowerPoint that's not really designed for Sunday morning stuff. And so that's really where that kind of came from. And like I said, we've tested that. We beta tested that with a number of pastors. We've had a lot of users who have used that now and absolutely love that new feature because it saves so much time for the pastor and lets them focus on ministry, not sitting in their office building a PowerPoint presentation for Sunday morning.
Great. Love it. So one thing I talk about in workshops that I do is, especially to tech people, is don't let your pastor make his own PowerPoint. And my point there is most of the time it looks not very aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, let me just say that. Plenty of conversations on this one before.
We have. So one thing I'm really excited about it is about the Sermon Builder is you make that super easy for the pastor.
Yep.
And you make it look great. So if they don't know design, if they're not a designer, this builder builds that for them to where all they're doing is putting in their content and letting MediaShout do the rest.
Absolutely. We're automating all that stuff for them. Yeah.
Right. And you're also bringing in pre-done designs and stuff like that, which makes their presentations look fantastic. And so if a pastor is not a designer, which most are not, they can pull in stuff from your library and it looks great. So I'm really, really excited about that. Plus, again, it saves time for more ministry, which is, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, that like our company is all about that as well, that like you need to be doing ministry. You don't need to be in an office making your presentations, doing your graphics, doing your videos. Right. Like you're the only one there with your people that can do ministry with your people. We can't be. So let us help you in that. So awesome.
And I'll add just a real quick story from that, because the heart of this really came out of a conversation I had a couple years ago with a pastor who was frustrated with trying to build his presentation in MediaShout. He was struggling trying to figure out how to use it and edit stuff and get it to look the way that he wanted. And he called me up and was kind of in a panic, kind of upset. And we had a great conversation. But turns out what really was going on was he had two church members who were very faithful in the church, but were actually dying from cancer. And he was having to go to the hospital that week, and his mind was on those things. His mind was on that ministry. Right. And I actually had some conversation with him after that. And I said, listen, what would it need to be MediaShout to look like to make your life easier as a pastor to allow you to do more ministry? And that's really what birthed what became Sermon Builder, was from that conversation.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Tell me about scenarios.
Yeah, so scenarios are kind of a new way of looking at things. We've had previous things in MediaShout, like what we call script controls or sound controls, that were kind of these logical-based tools to help you create loops or things like that. But unless you understood almost like Boolean logic, it was kind of confusing about how it actually worked. It was built in the mind of a developer, not in the mind of a user. And so what we did with scenarios is we said, let's take what these pieces do well, and let's go back and let's rework them from a user experience standpoint that makes sense for a user. They can read what it says. So for instance, in a scenario now, if you want to create a loop, all you do is you select the cue that you want to loop from, and you choose a scenario, and it simply says, after this cue, play this cue, and you can select the dropdown and choose any cue within your, so it's a sentence. It reads like a sentence, so you understand, okay, after this cue plays, it's going to play this cue that I selected. And it's such an easy way to make a loop, and it didn't have to loop back to the very beginning. It can loop to anywhere in your presentation. It can jump down anywhere in your presentation. You can skip cues using that function, because you can automate those pieces to really allow you to set up scenarios. We've also allowed scenarios to turn on things like key objects. So those key layers that sit on top, nursery announcements, countdown clocks, special text for things like ushers come forward or choir go down, those kind of things. We've actually set those up where you can use scenarios to automate those. So when you fire a particular cue, you can also fire a key object at the same time with that automated. So you don't have to go, okay, now I've got to make sure I fired this cue. Now let me go to the key objects and turn on that key object or that countdown clock or whatever it may be. It all happens right there for you. And then you can also have scenarios that turn those key objects back off when you go to another cue or whatever. So it allows you to really automate a lot of those tools and make what you do much easier, much faster.
So I want to dive into cue library, the cue library as well. But one thing for the first two that I asked you, and then this one, what are some either shortcuts or tips, tricks, practical things that maybe a user might not find right away, or some hacks? Give us some hacks on these different features.
Yeah. You know, we've tried, I'll tell you the first thing with version 7 is we've tried to simplify it so much that there's not a whole lot of hidden things in there, especially with Sermon Builder. But with scenarios, what's really interesting is you can start to really think outside the box. You can start to ask yourself the question, okay, what do I want to do? And then start to go, how do I make a scenario do that for me? How can I set it to advance to this queue after so much time? And really, that's what a lot of it comes down to, is going, ask yourself the question. This is a lot of what our users do. And we have found over the years, even with previous versions of MediaShout, myself included as a user, we figured out ways to do things that MediaShout never intended for it to be done that way. But that's one of the great things, one of the awesome things about how we design MediaShout is we design it so open to allow that kind of creativity from the user. So for instance, if I want to set a scenario for creating an announcement loop, all I can do is I can select all of my cues, set my time to be, say, 5 or 7 seconds to advance those that I want to, go to that last cue and set a scenario to loop back to the first cue. But let's say I want to put my logo at the beginning and have it sit there for a little while. Well, I could put my logo at the beginning, set a timer for, say, 5 minutes, and then have it advance into the first cue of my loop. Nice. And so when my announcement gets to the bottom, it just loops right back to the first announcement. It didn't go back to the logo. So you have full control over that. Think creatively around some of those things. And we have users who do some amazing creativity when it comes to that and using some of those tools.
Nice. Awesome. And so get me into Cue Library.
Okay. So Cue Libraries is a new piece as well in MediaShout 7. We've kind of taken what used to be what we would call our library database, where you would create your lyrics and you had the look and feel of your lyrics and things like that. We've kind of stripped this piece out of that, But we also had a lot of users who said, well, we would create Bible cues and we liked the way they looked, but once they were created, they were only in that script and we couldn't use them again. We'd have to go back to that script or something like that to pull those up and have those. So what we did is we said, well, let's create a cues library. And that way users can save lyrics that they've edited and created and added backgrounds and stuff to that. If they want to save Bible cues, basically any cue that they've created, they can save to their cues library and pull it up at any point. They can either add it to their presentation. We're actually going to add some features where they can fire them right from the cues library. So if they need almost a quick cue, or if they, you know, somebody jumps to something unexpected, like a lyric, a song lyric or whatever, they can do a quick search in the cues library, find the lyric and play it right from the cues library. And not have to add it to their presentation. So it gives them quick access to that. Same thing for scripture, or if they've got sermon slides, sermon title themes that they've created and they need to jump to something and they've not added it in there, they can do that really easily, very quickly, right from that cues library. The goal really behind that is just create a searchable visual database for cues that you want to save for future use and have those easily accessible without having to go, okay, what script did I use that in? I've got to go back in my presentation and find that script and that kind of stuff.
Awesome. So say I'm a user and I'm going to edit quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You guys have done some stuff with 7 that I can really navigate the layers pretty easily. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so with version 7, you know, we really went in, kind of looked at almost like a way of Photoshop does stuff and created these layers. So if you put text boxes, if you put images, if you put videos all on your queue at the same time and you want to layer those, you have a layer section in the edit area, where in the edit window, where you can sit and literally drag and drop to adjust what is sitting on top of the other. So it makes it really easy to know, okay, what is sitting on top of, visually, I can see what's sitting on top of what. I can, from the layers, I can actually hide stuff. So if I say I don't want to show something, but I want it there, I can hide layers, I can move them around, I can select layers and edit them. We have a ton of keyboard shortcuts that allow you to edit your layers very quickly and very easily as well. Things like, if I have a text box and I want to resize it, or I have an image and I want to resize, you can use your mouse and go and drag to the corners, but you can also use a combination of tons of different keyboard shortcuts to resize the left side, resize the right side, you know, rotate it, all these different things that allow you to really kind of edit the object however you want to, and then move it around within the layers of itself to make the design look exactly how you want.
One thing I've really appreciated about you guys is you not only consider the tech, the staff member that's putting together stuff, but you're considering the volunteer as well. Can I make it easy to use for church volunteers that can get in there and do stuff? So you've done things like presenter view and things like that. Walk me through your thinking there on why you're targeting ease of use for volunteers.
Yeah, you know, volunteers, in most situations, volunteers are the ones who's actually running the presentation. Many times, they're not the ones building the presentation. They know a little bit enough, maybe enough to be curious when it comes to editing. But for the most part, they're the ones that are just sitting down on Sunday morning, running the presentation. They've been at the rehearsal or whatever it may be. And so we wanted to find a way to make it as easy as possible for those people who don't need to have full editing capabilities. You don't need to know everything about Media Shout's editing, but feel comfortable to sit down with it. And so we created this presenter view, which is it's a two different types of view, but it basically removes a vast majority of the editing capabilities, simply just to simplify the program for volunteers. And so what the presenter view does is it can set it up in either thumbnail view of all the pages and just basically goes through the entire script from top to bottom, or it can be a linear text version as well. So line by line of what does each slide have on it and that kind of stuff, and then go through the presentation. They can jump around very easily with a double click. They can use their space bar to advance through. It's really designed to make it as simple as possible as it can for the volunteers and not make them fearful of, what if I click on the wrong thing, or what if I mess up editing something or whatever. Yeah. That's really kind of the goal behind it. In fact, I sat down with a church yesterday who just installed MediaShout, a MediaShout computer at their church with MediaShout 7, and they were moving from a different program. And one of the things they were concerned about was the volunteers. The lady, the administrator, is the one who builds the presentation, so she wasn't too worried about it. She'd already watched a lot of the training videos. But she was worried about her volunteers, and so I sat down with her and showed her the presenter view, and she goes, that answered my question right there. She goes, in 30 seconds, I can sit my volunteer down and show them how to run the presentation and not have them freak out or be concerned about this new product. And so that she absolutely loved that. And that's exactly why we designed it for those purposes.
So let me reverse that on you. So one thing I really push is for the church tech guy to give that the piece of editing and preparing the presentation for Sunday, give that away to a volunteer during the week, whether that's a single mom or something mm-hmm. that can, or a person that can come in during the week or come in at, after church on Wednesdays or something, and prepare that presentation for Sunday, that mm-hmm. it doesn't just have to be on the staff guy. So walk me through ways that you've considered that when you're building the editor.
Absolutely. So, going back to that whole thing, the switch from presenter view to edit view is really a toggle button in the ribbon at the top. That's all it is. And so, your volunteer, if you've got a volunteer that you feel comfortable enough that they can take on the editing capabilities and they feel like, and which I agree with you wholeheartedly, you got to delegate a lot of this stuff or you'll never get it done. And you feel comfortable with that. All they got to do is switch over into edit mode, and literally it's like a PowerPoint. One of the great things that we did with it is if you click on an object like a text box or an image or whatever, in the ribbon, the tools for that are visible right there depending on what you click on. So it's all right there right in front of you. It makes a lot of sense for the user. If they've ever used PowerPoint or any type of other editing program like that, it's going to be very simple for them to come right into MediaShout and work with MediaShout from an editing standpoint as well.
The show notes for this episode are available now at MakingSundayHappen.com.
In the mailbag, I'm going to do something a little bit different this week and next. I'm going to pull commonly asked questions about MediaShout, and then I'm going to play a video from the MediaShout team giving you an answer to the most common questions that have been asked. So I want you to hear directly from the MediaShout support staff, okay? So we're going to do four questions this week and then another four next week, okay? So question number one is, how do I work with and edit layers in the new MediaShout 7? That's the question. How do I work with and edit layers in the new MediaShout 7? Check this out.
In MediaShout 7, you can use the Layers tab to easily manage multiple objects on a queue. I can drag and drop them to change the order of layers, make them visible or invisible with the I button, and even remove them with the trash can button.
All right, question number two. I'm a pastor. How do I get started using the Sermon Builder tool in MediaShout 7? I'm a pastor. How do I get started using the new Sermon Builder tool in MediaShout 7? Roll it.
The Sermon Builder in MediaShout 7 is the first of its kind in any presentation software. It provides a wizard to assist pastors, or those supporting them, in entering their basic sermon points and scriptures, then picking a theme that looks great right out of the box. The result is a MediaShout queue with all the sermon slides ready to go, built in just around 5 minutes or less. If more advanced editing is desired, it can be done once the queue is inserted into MediaShout, but the basics are ready to display right out of Sermon Builder.
That feature is really cool, guys. I know I talked with Aaron a little bit about that feature when we chatted. This is a game changer when it comes to presentation software, and it gives your pastor a way to design their own presentations that look great on screen. One thing that I usually tell people is don't let your pastor do his own PowerPoint. Well, this is a way that I would be okay with letting your pastor do his own PowerPoint or presentation, is to let him use Sermon Builder in the new MediaShout 7. So I'm really excited about that feature. All right, question number three, let's talk about stage display. Lots of questions there from people on how to set up your stage display in MediaShout 7. So your band or your praise team is using it as a confidence monitor. That can be really crucial in your worship experience. So I want you to check out this video from the team at MediaShout on this topic of stage display. Check this out.
The stage display is a way to send out content specifically for those on stage, like the pastor or worship team, to use as a confidence monitor. MediaShout 7 provides you more flexibility than ever for the content on your stage display. simply click the Sync All Pages with Stage button on a queue to copy items from the main display over to the stage display as a starting point. Then, toggle to the stage side of the editor with the switch in the bottom right to edit the stage display independently. I can choose a simple black background, make my text easier to read, and add items like notes or a preview of the next slide's text, just like this.
All right, let's hit one more this week. Lots of people asking about presets for text and layouts. So we're getting these questions from the MediaShout users group and also questions that you guys as MediaShout users have sent in or asked the MediaShout support team. So we want to go ahead and address those on this episode of the podcast and next week too. So last question for this week, lots of people asking about presets for text and layouts. Check this out.
Since I've got the song in my script looking just like I want, I'll use it to create a preset for my text. I'll just go to the song and click the text box. Then on the presets menu, enter a name, like David's Lyrics, and press enter. Then I can select the attributes I want to write into my preset, or all of them, and click Save Changes. Now that my preset has been saved, I'll move to a song I haven't formatted yet. I'll simply click the text box, apply my preset from the menu, and then I can right-click and apply it to all pages. As you can see, my song now has the exact font style, effects, and positioning that I want for the text. All I have to do at this point is change the background.
I wanted you to hear directly from the MediaShout team about questions that you've had about the new software, especially if you're making the move from MediaShout 6 to MediaShout 7. These are questions that we've seen crop up a bit in the users group through Aaron and his team, questions that you've sent in to the support team. So I wanted to go ahead and answer those most popular questions for you. Again, we'll share four more with you next week. So that'll be next week as Aaron comes back, and we'll do another mailbag with four more of the most popular questions that MediaShout gets asked about the new MediaShout 7. All right, MakingSundayHappen.com is where to go for all episodes of our show, plus free resources for your team is included in every episode of our show, MakingSundayHappen.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go out there and create some incredible worship experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Making Sunday Happen is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your church, visit MakingSundayHappen.com.